Well, a very pleasant Sunday to all of you. We'd like to welcome you to Elcott. The next step. The Windgraft, or what we call the exclamation proclamation, which you just heard, was not chosen by me. It was chosen by one of the overlords, Punky Wow. Punky is only 15 years old, and we do have some overlords that are underage, what you would call in the earthworm world, underage or of minority age. We call them in Elcott the Next Step, small and getting smaller. This underage or small and getting smaller powder boy, that's what we call an smaller or younger overlord, is joined by Beans Halberstam, who was made an overlord at the age of 3. Punky Wow is only 15, but he chooses the exclamation proclamation because, in the words of the big thick one, he feels the draft coming right up there from the hot air of the pavement. The draft from the hot air of the pavement is simply a feeling of freedom. If you're wearing a dress and you're a female and you're of majority pound, that is majority age, you'll feel the updraft or the quick whiff of the notion that goes right up through the dress and almost up through your neck and out your mouth. These are all states of elevation in Elcott the Next Step and have been pounded and pre-authorized by Hevner Elcott. Yes, Hevner. One of the founders and the author of The Big Thick One. Again, that was Punk Wow. He is an overlord, a underpowder or a powdered down one. That is one who has not yet reached, in your world, in the earthworm world, majority age.
Now, this is Overlord Huggy, Gloria Grover, and Ed, he misstepped a couple of times there. Powder Wow or Punky Boy, he is also known as Overlord Grease Monster.
Okay, do I get leveled for that, or?
Well, you know that you do. It's just
like. How you doing?
Jesus Christ.
Ed was just about to ask. I said, Ed, I should have said, fuck me. What's that? That's Punky Wow. Yeah, go ahead, give it to me. I don't give a fuck.
How you doing?
Are you guys done?
Okay.
Those were the Overlord Punky Wow and Beans Halberstam. Now back to Gloria, who's been fomented.
Thank you. And Ed, are you all right?
Am I all right? Well, that's a relative term, but a relative question. I didn't misstep. No, I didn't. You know full damn well I didn't.
Yeah, that is you're right. Dr. Elcott is absolutely correct. That is the proper leveling for a priesterly. And Dr. Elcott has been getting it, and getting it between both cheeks, as we say in Elcott the Next Step, when you are leveled at the wrong, if you're leveled at the wrong frequency, you are, quote, getting it between both cheeks, or you're smiling as the wailing begins. That's from the big thing.
Oh, get a load of you. Woo!
How you doing?
Fuck.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
God dang it, kid.
You called me a what?
God dang it, kid.
In Elcott the Next Step, once one has been leveled, one is free to say anything they want, any time they want, any way they want, any on how.
You're listening to Elcott the Next Step live from the Redeemery in Wampaw, New York. Once again, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Today we are flushing, or we are rebrewing, that is, catching up on levelings that have not yet been accomplished. Many people write and they say, is that all you do in Elcott the Next Step? Now, I will be leveled because I brought that up here on the lecternal. That should have been something I would bring up only to myself.
I've reconstituted what Dr. Elcott was going to say. That should be something only he brings up to himself staring into a mirror. But did you gag or were you laughing?
I can tell you I was gagging.
No, that's a lie.
Oh, fuck.
I will say this, though. It does seem like all we ever do around here is level each other, and it's getting to be pretty tiring. No, wait. No, hold on. Just a minute. Okay, I'm pulling rank now. Overlord Cookie wanted to say something. Gloria? Oh, Gloria, is it? Ooh. You calling me Gloria?
You know that I have the right as an overlord.
Yes, but I don't think I like that. I think it's rubbing and chafing me on the inner thigh. In the big, thick one, that means one overlord can pull rank on the other. How's that feel?
Oh, bullshit. You know that you can't.
How you doing? Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that done to an overlord before. You look like a blowfish. Ed, how you doing?
How am I doing? I'm fine, thank you.
Well, don't get all pissy and bitchy.
I'm not being pissy and bitchy. I was bringing up the fact that all it seems like we do here on Elkhart the Next Step is level each other.
I understand that. But again, you are peering into the mirror at yourself, and you made that something that you spread on an open window in a van going down a freeway.
That means in Elkhart the Next Step, I'm being an exhibitionist. I am bringing our liturgy to you, not as an educational tool, but as something that I would hang out a window.
There he goes again.
Oh, come on, Gloria, you know full well that...
What Dr. Elkhart was going to say, he was bringing you the liturgy as if it was something you'd hang out a window on a Friday night. No, I wasn't almost laughing. That's Overlord Beans Halberstam. You're not gonna pull rank on me, you little piece of...
How you doing? Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, this is Beans Halberstam, and I'm gonna be nothing to know.
No, Beans, you can't. I'm Overlord Cookie. You have not reached elevation.
What?
Oh, you said fuck? God. Well, I know that you're allowed to say that if you are in, as we say, motif. Also, Punky Wow, how you doing?
Overlording.
We've got two overlords here that are of a minority age, or what we call here in Elkhart the Next Step. Powder Blue, how are you?
I
have to self-level.
Yeah.
I've reconstituted, so we've got guys self-leveling, we have the two underage overlords, that is the powder blue overlords, they're pushing their weight around. Dr. Elkhart, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, you looked impatient.
Yes, I am getting a tad impatient because, as I said, and I'm going to say it again, it seems like all we do in this bitch...
Dr. Elkhart
is level each other, okay?
What are you doing?
Got a hypodermic needle? What's it look like?
Well, you're back on it.
Yeah.
He ground up some Norco and, oh, you heated it up,
cooked it in a spoon.
Transcript of today's show, write to Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Ask for the big, thick one, leaner by a page, nocturnal, lecternal, oblong. That is, the Dr. Ed Elkhart lecternal oblong, the big, thick one, thinner by one page, not evident in your pants.
The big, thick one, non-evident in your pants, is now available through the bookstore at Wampaw University's Elkhart the Next Step Redeemery Arch. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope with 1995 to The Big Thick One, Non-Evident in Your Pants, or Slackless, Wampaw University. I'm Dexter Faunier.
The Elkhart the Next Step bookstore is open every day, 10 a.m. to 10:01 a.m. Only 1 minute. Get in and get out. That proves we're not in it for the money. We are in it for the eyes. If you can go in, find what you want in 1 minute, and get out, it's free. Otherwise, it costs.
Report to the cash register in 1/2 hour after picking up your book, pamphlet, or page. Elkhart, the next step for a new tomorrow. And now today's miniature lecternal from Beans Halberstam.
I think a lot of people think in Elkhart the Next Step that you can shed your ego, it's real easy, but it's not. Even me, being Tabastam, I'm all powdered blue, and you are too, and yet my ego is out of control. I have to learn about it. I level people, and I go, ha 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 ha, and I know I'm not supposed to.
Read the new Beans Halberstam pamphlet, I'm Powder Blue and So Are You. I have an ego that's out of control, I know I'm not supposed to, and neither nor are you. Get the new Beans Halberstam pamphlet at the Wampaw University Elcott The Next Step bookstore. Open daily 10 a.m. to 10:01 a.m.
You're gonna like it.